the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Very warm welcome to our worship this morning here and at home or wherever you are, and whenever you're watching our worship this morning, it's good to have you with us. Just one or two things to say. Firstly, about the Lent course, God and the Pandemic, I mentioned last week, the book that we're going to be looking at together. Should have just mentioned, of course, at that point, you need to have read the first chapter by the time we get to the first week. You can read the rest of the book. It's relatively short, but certainly if you're getting the book, please do read the first chapter before our first gathering the week after Ash Wednesday. And then just secondly, this week we've launched an appeal for cameras. So you'll know that over the last year, the way that we've managed to come together as a family has largely been through the internet, through our presence on the internet. And we've had to learn an awful lot of stuff very quickly. We've made small investments that enable us to, as you are this morning, to be with us today. But we want to have a more permanent fix, because whatever happens, and we know that we want to be back together, that's what the church should be, that we will continue that online presence, and that for some people it's been a particular lifeline in their home who wouldn't be able to come anyway should we be able to gather in person. So we'd like to have a more permanent fix for cameras. It's not a cheap expense, but perhaps if you'd like to give thanks for the last year for what we've been able to do, a donation, large or small, would be much appreciated towards the cost of installing those cameras here in St Mary's.
Jesus said, "Before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled." As brothers and sisters in God's family, we come together to ask our Father for forgiveness. Most merciful God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Most of the time we live just, of course, getting on with life. We wake up, we get up, we step into the day with its tasks and challenges. We eat, we drink, we rest, we go to bed, and so it goes on. But then occasionally, hopefully, we sometimes step back too and consider whether we are in the right career or the right home or even the right relationships. We step back and consider the big picture. It's true of our life with God too. Much of the time we get on with it, we say our prayers perhaps, read the Bible, come to church, receive the sacrament. Well, that would be normally. We step into our life with God daily. But then, every so often, if we are wise, we step back and consider how that life with God is going, perhaps accompanied by a friend or a counselor, whether we feel God is close or distant, how God is mingled with the rest of our life. Sometimes this stepping back happens painfully when we're confronted by something specific, our mortality, an illness or a grief, for example. But it can happen at other times too, when we reach a significant birthday or as we pay attention to an underlying sense that we are not as fulfilled as we might be. So life and faith are most of the time lived just getting on with it as we step into our daily lives, but there are also times when we take a step back and look at the bigger picture. And it's this sense of stepping back to see the big picture that I want to focus on this morning, accompanied, of course, by Jesus, who time after time steps out to meet us through the pages of the Gospels. Often this stepping out into our lives is through a specific event. For example, over the last few weeks, we heard of his baptism, of his presentation in the temple, of a wedding at Cana. But then sometimes, though not quite so often, we are invited to step back and take in the bigger picture. And that's what our readings today invite us to do. As both Paul and John are trying to find words to make sense of who Jesus was. At first glance, here was a man present on earth at a particular time and at a particular place. But then when they stepped back and prayed and pondered, they wrote that he was so much more than just a man. Paul writes that he was the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, in whom all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And John said that all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. These were and are bold claims about who Jesus was and is. They, just as we have, had met Jesus as they stepped into his life, death, and resurrection, and then as they stepped back, they saw how, to use John's memorable words, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. If you've ever seen the Sistine Chapel in Rome, you will know that there are many small images that fill the wall. Indeed, these are interesting in themselves. You step in closer to admire and to see the detail. And yet it's only when you step back and take in the full magnificence of Michelangelo's masterpiece that you really appreciate what he did in that chapel. These two readings invite us to do the same, to step back and consider who Jesus was and is. The trouble is that we are sometimes so preoccupied with all sorts of things, whether it's being busy or being overtaken by our anxieties and fears, especially at the moment, that we seldom find the time or the emotional space to step back. And it's so easy to be so consumed by our own story that we forget the greater story of which we are part. And clergy are certainly no exception. We can get so drawn in to the detail of being the church that we forget why we are the church. Thinking about this theme also brought to mind another work of art and a visit to see Van Gogh's Starry Night in Paris a couple of years ago. It's a beautiful painting. The trouble was that it was on the must-see list. So we watched bewildered as non-stop a stream of people would find it, take a snap, a photo for their Instagram story, and then just walk off. They stepped in so close to something so beautiful, and yet didn't really see it, because there was no space to step back and contemplate the picture as a whole and how it might speak to them. We can do that sometimes too, so that though we hear the stories, we are deaf to their meaning. We cannot seem to step back and see the bigger picture. And so part of the mission of the church in this and every age, in good times and in bad, is to step into the story of our lives and tell the story of how God became one of us in the person of Jesus. The one whom our readings today memorably described as being full of grace and truth, in whom all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And also to be a big space, both physical and emotional, where we can ponder the important things of life, where we are encouraged to step back and remember what the coming of Jesus means, and of how through him God's way of love was revealed once and for all. The creed that follows this sermon is part of this, as it sets before us the big picture rich in symbol and metaphor, a picture that reaches back through times, recalling creation and the incarnation, speaks to the present and draws us into the future. So this morning, as we recall the way in which we step into each day, we pray for grace too, to have times of stepping back, giving thanks for the God who stepped into our lives in Jesus and invites us who try to follow him to find ways in our lives to step back, admire the view, and remember what God has done for me and for you. Amen.
Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, as we come before you this morning, we ask for your blessing on our church family at St. Mary's at Whitkirk, for all who worship and serve you here. As we face and live the changes to familiar times and patterns of worship, help us to be open to such change, knowing that at all times you are with us, in our church building, in our homes, and in our hearts, and your love for us never changes. We particularly pray this morning for our communications team, who work so hard to keep us and our community informed of what is happening at St. Mary's in these times of separation. We pray for your church throughout the world, and this morning we give thanks and pray for the Anglican Church of Burundi in East Africa, who seek to bring Christ to the world, and ask for your blessing on the new clergy ordained there last Sunday. In our own diocese, we pray and give thanks for all the doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals, supply chain operators, and volunteers who are helping with the vaccine rollout. May it continue quickly and effectively so that everyone, especially the most vulnerable, can feel safe and protected from the virus. And in our local community, we pray for all who work at Temple Newsham House, farm and grounds, keeping this open-air facility available for recreation in this time of lockdown. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for all the injustice, cruelty and oppression of our world, its confusion of priorities, its lost opportunities and misdirected zeal. For those areas where children are taught to hate and where hope is hard to hold on to. We pray especially today for the people of Myanmar, where the military coup means a return to fear and instability. Lord, in your mercy, we humbly give thanks, Lord, for our homes, our families, friends and neighbours, and for all the residents of Selby Road. May we value the peace and safety in which we live and see the folly of petty disagreements, resentments, prejudices, and selfish acts. Cleanse and refresh our relationships and give us greater love, understanding, and forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus, our healer, we place in your gentle hands those who are sick, naming those known to us: George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, and Jeff Blowers. And all those suffering from COVID-19. Ease their pain and heal them in body, mind, and spirit. Be present to them through the support of friends and family and in the care of doctors and nurses. And fill them with the warmth of your love, now and always. We pray this morning for the work of the Teenage Cancer Trust, working so that no young person faces cancer alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend into your hands, O Lord, those who have recently died. John Oliver, Jeffrey Walton, Christine Sugden, Brenda Todd, and Peter Melia, whose funeral will be this week. You gave them breath and loved them through their lives. Receive them now in your infinite tenderness and give them peace. And for those who are left to grieve, grant comfort. Embrace them with your love and give them hope. And on the anniversary of their deaths, we remember Dennis Gudgeon, Elsie Bethany Wood, Fred Sandham, Doreen Culpin, and Kenneth Stark. May they rest in peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you have called us and brought light into our lives. And now you ask us to be your light in the continuing darkness. At times we may be like a small, fragile, flickering candle. At times a bright, strong beam of light. Help us in this coming week to let your light shine through us, in our words and our actions. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Look upon us in mercy, not in judgment. Draw us from hatred to love. Make the frailty of our praise a dwelling place for your glory. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. Night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. With favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick,
let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Look, Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven, is broken for the life of the world. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus, bread of life, bread for the world. Feed us with your presence. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, by your gift, the tree of life was set at the heart of the earthly paradise, and the bread of life at the heart of your church. May we who have been nourished, gathered around your table here or at home, be transformed by the glory of the Saviour's cross and enjoy the delights of eternity through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Fill us, good Lord, with your spirit of love, and make us one in heart and mind, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And to all those you love, his comfort and his peace, his light and his joy in this world and the next. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.